Hi, I'm Lexi. I'm an alcoholic. 15 minutes. It's not a lot of time, so I'm going to try it the best I can. My sobriety date is January 7th, 2010. I was born in upstate New York. My parents were divorced, but I had a really good childhood. My mom was my best friend when I was in elementary school because I didn't have any other friends. Nobody really wanted to talk to me. It was kind of weird. And my dad and I were really close until I got into high school. High school was a lot different for me. I made a lot of friends pretty quick. I got really involved in sports. Softball and soccer were really big for me. I did really well in high school. I didn't mess around with drugs or alcohol at that point. I ended up being, I guess, they're called the scholar athlete, which means you can travel and play sports if you do well in school. So I got a chance to go over to Europe and play, and that was supposed to be my thing. Sports was going to be my thing in college, and that was going to be my future. So that's not what happened. I got into Suffolk University, which is in Boston, Massachusetts, and I was really excited to be in the city. And it was like, you know, I grew up with a normal upbringing with a good family, and I was kind of let free. And when I got into college, my relationship with my dad ended up going really bad. He didn't really want to see me anymore. He didn't really want to talk to me anymore, and that was really hard. And he was supposed to help me pay for school, and he decided that he wasn't going to do that anymore. So I had too much of an ego and too much pride to go home. I decided to stay in Boston and do it on my own. Boston's really expensive. So what I did was I got a job as a waitress and started bartending and started making a lot of money to pay for my activities and where I wanted to live. I started drinking a lot when I was underage. I mean, I bartended at an Irish pub, and everybody was either an illegal Irish immigrant or knew any bartender in the city, so it was really easy to get into places. And it was, I mean, it was a good time at that time, and it was the only way that I found myself able not to feel anything. You know, I don't think that, and I've always said, I never started drinking because of what happened with me and my dad, but it certainly didn't help. I just didn't want to feel any pain anymore, and I was really, really sad, and I didn't want to show anybody that I was sad or upset. So I would go out with my friends, and we'd go out on the town, and with a group of people, and I was like that girl that just like would leave like the group on their own, and they'd be like, "Oh, where'd she go?" And you know, I wouldn't even know half the time. But so my drinking was really bad, and I was applying to another job, and I found this job at another Irish bar, and there was an illegal Irish immigrant bartending there, and I just thought that he was amazing. I thought he was so funny and outgoing and great, and just the image of him I just fell in love with. So we started dating, and after about a year and a half, we were getting worried because we didn't want him to get deported, because that happens. So we decided to get married after a year and a half. And the thing was, I knew getting into that relationship that he was an alcoholic. And I thought because I loved him so much that he could change. And not just that, but that I could fix him. So I you know, I knew what I signed up for getting into that relationship, but that didn't happen. My drinking got worse. His drinking continued to be how it was. There was a lot of abuse in that relationship, mentally and physically. And the mental abuse is really what started to destroy my, I didn't really have any kind of security about myself before, but that really did damage to it. I didn't love myself. I didn't care about myself. I cared more about him and let him treat me like shit, basically. And eventually we got divorced because of the physical abuse. And, you know, when you grow up knowing that you never let anybody put their hands on you, knowing that, it was hard to stomach knowing that I had been in that kind of relationship for so long. So we got a divorce. I went back home to my mom, and I was a mess. And the only way I knew how to cope was with drinking. And I mean, I was a mess at my house. I was always able to be a mess outside of my house because I lived on my own. And now I had to be a mess in front of my family. And that was not okay. It was not okay me drinking and driving. It was not okay me waking up on the, you know, the front of the house at 6 o'clock in the morning. None of that was okay. So I knew that I had to get my act together. And I met this guy that I went to high school with. And he wasn't an alcoholic. He was a really, really nice guy. And I knew that my drinking wasn't going to go over well the first time we went out together. The first time we went out, I had a great time. And I can't forget his face looking at me and just being like, that can never, ever happen again. And I was just so confused because I really thought that we had a great time. And in my mind, we did, but he didn't. So I knew that I couldn't drink like how I used to drink with my ex-husband. And so my drinking kind of slowed down for a little bit. I got my shit together, got back into school, got another job. But that only lasts so long. My drinking picked back up, and so did other problems. I started to get involved in drugs pretty bad. And, you know, I was always good about saving face and, like, keeping the image of who I was, you know, available for you to see, but you really don't know what's going on inside. I was really good at that, unfortunately. And, you know, my mom and my family and my boyfriend were asking all the time, what's going on with you? You know, I had lost a bunch of weight, and I would show up to things, but I never was present for anything. I was never there. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? I came to my sister's game or I was at dinner, but that didn't mean anything anymore because I wasn't sociable, I wasn't loving, I wasn't caring. All the things that my family knew me to be was gone. I mean, I wasn't even, I never even felt like a person towards the end of my using at all. I was just completely numb to everybody and everything and everything that I cared about. So it was Christmas of last year that things kind of got really rough. My family found out I was doing serious drugs on Christmas Day. I was so twisted that they let me have Christmas Day, and then the next day I had an intervention back home, and they're just like, you need to go to rehab, or we're going to call the cops because we have your drugs. And I said, okay, call the cops. And I meant it, and I went upstairs and I went to sleep, and I didn't think that they were serious. And it wasn't until my sister, who means more to me than anything else in this world, she's 10 years younger than me, she got on her knees and she just said, please, please just go to rehab. You know, I don't want to see anybody taking you away in a cop car today. So I broke down and I did it. I was in the hospital for a little bit because of my drug use, and, you know, I'm sorry I have to bring it up, but, you know, thank God I was in the hospital because I didn't think my drinking was bad anymore. But while I was in there, I had stopped breathing because of alcohol withdrawal. Nobody else knew that I was having a problem either, I guess. And I was in ICU for 3 days. So apparently my drinking was a lot worse than I thought it was. So I came down to treatment, and I went to Turning Point. And I hated it. I didn't say much for a little while. And I had a therapist come up to me. And he's like, you seem really angry. I was like, what do you mean? I don't say anything. And I did. I was just so angry inside. And I didn't have to say much. You could just see it all over my face. And I was a mess. I was in there for 60 days. And honestly, like, if I could afford it, I wish I could have stayed longer. Because for me, I was just in such a fog. I mean, it took a while for me to just get back to any kind of semblance of reality. You know, I'm going to have a year on Saturday, and just knowing how much my perception and view of things have changed is incredible. That's one thing that's been amazing to me. I mean, other than the fact that I've been able to stay sober. I got a sponsor who took me through the steps, which is something that I needed to do. She waited to do the steps with me till after I was done with treatment, which I needed because I don't think I would have been able to focus on the steps when I was in treatment and really know what they meant, know what that what it meant to do, how I was supposed to do it. And I just did everything that I was told to do. And a lot of those things I really didn't want to do, but I did them. You know, people who know me, they know I hate Florida. I absolutely hate it. But I'm here. And I was told to stay down here, and I did it. So all I know is that I was just told to do things I didn't want to do, and I'm still sober. So thank you so much.